Thanks, Dad. My name's Max Manatic.
Hello, Max.
I don't really want to be here at all, I'm honest. Welcome to anybody that's new to Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you, Sam. Congratulations on your year. Yeah, I don't want to be here. Nervous. You know what I mean? I've been around a while and I'm still nervous, which is all right. You know what I mean? It tells me I'm alive because I've got feelings going on. I'm fucking feeling them. You know what I mean? And, I've been to the toilet a few times instead of wetting myself. You know what I mean? I was outside on the phone trying to pay my congestion charge. I thought I was going to wet myself. I was that nervous. You know what I mean? And, I didn't. Thank fuck. You know, I don't really know. You know, I was asked to share it a little while ago. And I really tried not to think about it, you know what I mean? And I tried really hard not to think about it. So much that I've obsessed about it, you know what I mean? You know, it's what makes me a true addict, isn't it? Obsession and compulsion, you know what I mean? And, you know, I want to be the good addict. I want to, you know, I want to, you know, I want you all to like me. I want to share a massive message of recovery and hope and fucking all that stuff. And sorry about swearing, I might slip up now and then. I'll try not to, but I will. And the reality is all I've got is me, you know what I mean? When I stopped using, I was left with me, and I struggle with that quite a lot, you know what I mean? I have this really big ego and a real low self-esteem. It's my reality, you know what I mean? As I said, I want you all to like me. And I've sat here looking around who's here, and I fucking try to shut my eyes and not look who's here, and you know, and all the while I've been in my head, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I've been really hot as well, sweating, you know what I mean? It's making, you know, my nerves, is, I'm pissing with sweat, and you know, I think that's because I've got to get honest and I've got to get vulnerable, you know, I've got to open up and just try to carry a message of recovery. Now, I've been around a while now, you know what I mean? I stopped using in, January of 2009, you know what I mean? So I'm coming up 7 years clean. Never had to use, I've never obsessed about using. This is my journey, it's my truth, you know what I mean? I hear people in and out of this fellowship all the time, you know what I mean? My experience, my journey is I haven't had to use again, you know what I mean? I'm really, really grateful for that. Really grateful, and keep coming to Narcotics Anonymous and seeing people in and out, it helps me to not want to go back out there, you know what I mean? But for the people that do keep going, keep coming back, you know what I mean? You know, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. You ain't even got to be clean sitting here, just got to have a desire to stop, you know what I mean? My using was shit. You know what I mean? Sum it up. It wasn't, you know, I can try and, you know, I did have good times. I'm not going to sit and say it was, you know, but I don't really remember them that well because I had so many fucking bad times, they outweigh the good ones. You know what I mean? And, you know, I used for about 25, 26 years and I'm 41. So the majority of my life, I've had a substance or chemical in me, you know what I mean? And I'm a firm believer of, this is just my stuff again, you know what I mean? I believe I was an addict long before I put a substance in me. That's just for me, I don't know about anybody else, but I just believe that from the bottom of my heart, you know what I mean? You know, I grew up in an environment that I could manipulate, you know what I mean? I grew up with three women. You know, my mum and my two sisters, and I got anything I wanted when I wanted it. And if they said no, all I did was stamp my feet and perform until I got what I wanted. And it was the same in my using. You know what I mean? When I was using, I got what I wanted when I wanted it. I didn't take no for an answer. You know, and I'd do anything to get what I wanted. And, you know, it talks about in our readings, it's not about what or how much you used, you know what I mean? So I don't really want to talk about what or how much I used, but you know, the reality for me was I started using at about 9 or 10, smoking cigarettes, because anything works for me, you know what I mean? And I stopped using when I was 35, on my own, in the basement of my mum's house, in a damp cellar, in the dark, with a empty bottle of vodka and no crack, you know what I mean? And I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back there, you know. And I was, you know, the lights was out. It was dark. It's a fucking, it's an outside basement, and I'm scratching around the floor looking for stuff that ain't there, looking at an empty bottle. What am I going to do now? You know what I mean? And that's where it took me. You know what I mean? It's where I ended up. You know. And in between that and that was a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of life was lived. You know, we talk about life on life's terms here. I lived my life in them times, you know what I mean? I think, you know, I'm just going to give you what I've got, you know what I mean? I thought I was quite a successful drug user because I managed to maintain a lifestyle for a period of time, you know what I mean? I wasn't street homeless. I wasn't unemployable. I wasn't without a girlfriend, but, you know what I mean? I had all these things that I thought made me a person, you know what I mean? The material stuff that made me who I was, you know. I was I'm still getting to know me, you know what I mean? I never knew who I was because I was defined by what I had, you know what I mean? And, you know, again, I took what I wanted when I wanted, you know. So I was, you know, I went through my life being in a relationship with someone and then looking around and thinking it's not what I want, and getting in another relationship to get my needs, you know what I mean? To meet my needs. It wasn't about anything else other than meeting my needs, you know. And so, you know, when I was 22, 23, and I've left my wife for this other woman who's got a pub in the city, and I'm a manager of a pub, you know what I mean? I'm 22, 23, and I've got a shirt on and a pair of trousers, and I've arrived. That made me who I was. You know what I mean? I felt that little of myself, that a pair of trousers and a shirt made me be somebody. You know what I mean? And, you know, you know, I have to be really careful today about how I define myself as a person. You know what I mean? And it's a journey, isn't it? You know, I've come in here to, you know, I came in here to stop using drugs. Because I didn't know how to stop, you know what I mean? I'd been using for a long time. I'd hurt everybody in my life. Nobody wanted me, you know, and I said I was quite successful. But in the end, I had nothing, you know what I mean? I had absolutely nothing. It stripped me of everything, you know. Nobody wanted to know me. You know, my children was neglected and abandoned. I had two children with two different women. You know, my family didn't want to know me. I had no home. You know, and I, you know, when I was a kid, I might jump around a bit. When I was a kid, using Tippex thinner in the churchyard, I didn't expect to end up where I ended up. It wasn't in my fucking plan. You know what I mean? I was having fun. I was 11, 12 years old, and I was in a churchyard getting high on Tippex thinner with the rest of the lads, and it was a game. You know what I mean? I didn't have any idea. You know, when I used to, I passed out quite a lot on Tippex. It was a blackout, you know what I mean? And I woke up once in a filing cabinet. The boys had put me in a filing cabinet and laid it down, you know what I mean? I was the youngest lad, and I always used to get that, you know what I mean? But I still went back and used with them. You know, I don't really share that stuff that often, but what it's just tapped into is a bit of shame, you know what I mean? I would be abused by people and go back and use with them some more because they would let me use with them, you know what I mean? You know, so I woke up in this filing cabinet. It was laid down, and I opened the doors, and everybody had gone, and I was on my own in this churchyard, and that was all right, you know what I mean? And I went back and done it again, and, you know, they painted me one day, they painted me white, you know what I mean? I was using in someone's house, and I walked all the way home to my mum's. I was having a slash in the bathroom, and as I looked around, I felt funny, you know what I mean? I felt a bit heavy, you know what I mean? And I'm having a piss, and as I looked around, the mirror's there, and I did that, and they painted me with emulsion paint and then drawn green eyebrows and that on me, you know what I mean? Funny, isn't it? But as a 15-year-old, that taps into some gear that I still have today. I never knew it, you know what I mean? And, you know, I only know this now through doing some work on myself in here, that sort of gear fucked me up. It damaged me, you know what I mean? And this is all new for me, learning about this stuff, because as I said, I came here to stop using drugs, not to find anything else. You know what I mean? I just knew, you know, by the end of my using, I had years and years and years of people telling me you've got a problem with fucking whatever it was, whether it was alcohol, cocaine or whatever. I didn't have a choice. I just used. I didn't really particularly, you know, I just went through gear and whatever it was. And whatever I was using at the time, someone would say, because I used to excess, I couldn't stop once I started. You know what I mean? I couldn't stop. And people would be going, you drink too much, or you smoke too much puff, or you sniff too much cocaine. And it's like, what the fuck are you lot? Just don't, you know, I'm all right. Don't worry about me. You know what I mean? I had no off switch. You know, so that's why I came here, because I couldn't stop using drugs. I put the drugs down and I fucking left with me again. You know, I'm going back to that, you know, that little boy that was lost before he started, I found again in recovery. You know what I mean? And that's what I need to work on, you know, because what I discovered is that I couldn't cope. Through getting clean, what I've discovered was that I couldn't live life on life's terms. See them little things where the people painted me and put me in the filing cabinet and all that. They didn't tap into anything then because I was using. So them feelings that I have now around it, I couldn't feel because I'd be using. So I'd numb the feelings. You know, Sam spoke about feelings there. I'm really happy that I heard that word. Because, you know, when I came here to Narcotics Anonymous, I thought it was around drugs and fucking everything. You know, I don't identify with heroin users. I never used heroin and I could disqualify myself. For me, it's not around the drugs today, and I'm sorry if that upsets anybody. Anybody that's new, that's walked in them doors, it is. Because, you know, you have to stop using. But when you do stop, you'll learn that, for me, my disease of addiction runs a lot deeper than a substance. It's so fucking deep that I ain't scratched the surface yet, 7 years nearly in. You know what I mean? I've got a lot of fucking work to do. People can say things to me today, and it's like it takes me back to that little boy that's been fucking put in a filing cabinet and left on his own in a fucking park. And all you got, you know, my girlfriend's pretty good at doing it. She only says something, and I'm like, I've been fucking, she's cut my throat or something. You know what I mean? I'm going to die. You know, she might have only said, baby forgot to take the rubbish out, but the tone she says it in makes me feel that I've done something wrong, I feel shame, you know what I mean? All that stuff is fucking painful being me sometimes, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, I might sound really ungrateful, I'm really, really grateful to be clean. But I, you know, when I got clean, I come through a treatment centre, and we'd sit in group all morning for fucking hours, about 4 hours a day we used to sit in group and they'd talk about stuff, and I didn't identify with it because I couldn't, I had no feelings around nothing, you know what I mean? And we talk about shame and guilt and things like that, and I say, I ain't got no shame and guilt. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, I don't feel bad about the things I did. I did them to survive. You know what I mean? And sometimes I still think like that because it's, I haven't got that far yet. You know what I mean? I'm still, as I said, scratching the surface, and I've been around a while, and it ain't easy for me. You know what I mean? Narcotics Anonymous has given me a life. You know what I mean? And I was talking with Dean before the meeting about, I shared here a couple of years ago and I'd done a 15-minute share and I felt the same then as I do now. So, you know, but I was talking about being around that little bit longer, and I know I'm looking at Charlie being around a long time, you know what I mean? But for me, the longer I've been here, the fucking harder it's got for me, because I've been really complacent around this stuff. And, you know, I've got a job, I've got a car, I've got a house, I've got a girlfriend, I've seen my children, all that stuff, and I go, oh, it's keeping me busy, I ain't got time to write my step six. You know what I mean? I'll do it in a, you know, I'll just come back from Turkey in September, seeing my sponsor out there, I'd written a four and I shared the five out there with him, and when I come back in September, it's nearly, what, we're halfway through November, near the end of November, he said, start that step six. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it straight away, because every time I do a bit of step work, I get such a feeling out of it, such a really nice, fucking alive feeling, you know what I mean? Because something is always normally uncovered, and I think this is what it's about, you know. But as soon as I get back to reality and I think, oh, I've got to go to work today, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and I better go to a meeting, I've got service here and I've got to do this, that step six gets put to the side, and what happens for me is I start to regress, you know what I mean? I regress, I become, you know, I become intolerant, impatient, dishonest, all that stuff comes back for me, you know what I mean? I act out in other ways. You know, my illness is, I've got manifestations in every area of my life, that's why, you know what I mean? Drugs, for me, took all that away. You know, I've heard people share many times that, and it was the same for me. I'm not saying it wasn't the same for me. That first time I had anything, whether it was Tippex, Fennel, or alcohol, or whatever it was, it took everything away and made me feel all right. You know what I mean? Everything. I just felt, you know, I felt like a human being. Because without it, I'm scared. You know, this exterior confidence you see is my ego. Internally, I'm fucked. You know what I mean? Because I said, I want you all to like me. I want to impress people. You know, I don't want to be... You know, I had problems at school with being liked, and that taps into my stuff now. You know, I was tried really hard to be liked at school. You know, I didn't have the best trainers, and the girls didn't ask me to play kiss chase, and I was shit at football. All that stuff, you know, so what do I do with it? I act out in other ways. I become the clown. You know, I jump off of roofs and fucking cut myself. And go, look at that. You know, I'm hard. You know, so people like me. You know, that's what that's about. It's not because I'm fucking smart. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I came into recovery and I stopped using. You know what I mean? And, so, yeah, it came in via a treatment centre and they gave me some suggestions to do. And, I know it's not about treatment centres and that, but for me, I'm really grateful for them. I mean, because I don't think, and I say it all the time, anybody that comes in these places and gets fucking clean, a day at a time, just on their own back, just coming in off the street, I fucking take my hat off to them. Because I don't think I'd have been able to do it, you know what I mean? Because I'd not, you know, for me, I'd never even really tried to stop using. I hear people say, oh, I've been trying for 10 years. Like, my girlfriend's been coming in this fellowship for about 11 years or something. She's got 5 years up. In and out, in. I never tried. I never thought, I never knew I had a problem. The only reason I stopped in the end was because I had nothing left. And I had nowhere, I didn't know I was going to end up here, that's what I said, you know what I mean? My dreams and aspirations as a kid was to be a millionaire, you know? And I didn't want to work for the money either, I was going to find it. You know, I wasn't going to earn it anyway. I was going to be walking, the fanciest, I was going to be walking down the street and trip over a suitcase with money in it, and that was going to be me done. You know what I mean? I went to the careers advisor at school, they went, what do you want to be when you grow up, Matt? So I went, rich. It's all I had in the tanks. I had nothing to aspire to. I didn't want to be a fireman, I didn't want to be a doctor, I didn't want to be a musician, I didn't want to be anything. I just wanted money. You know what I mean? That's it. Didn't work out that way. You know what I mean? Didn't work out that way, but I'm a great believer in that God's got a plan for me, regardless of what I think. You know what I mean? They told me in treatment centre, I was going, I want to get my girlfriend back. You know, she just had me put in jail because I was terrorising her. I want to get my girlfriend back. And we tried to work it out for a little while, and it weren't working. I'm sitting in the treatment centre going to the key worker, but she's done this and she's done that. He said, listen, God's got a plan for you no matter what. He said, whether you spend your time with that woman or not, he's got your plan. It's all mapped out. You just don't know what it is. And that's been my experience. Not, you know, I've never been let down in recovery. You know, I'll get this gear come up where I have feelings and emotions and stuff like that, but I don't need to anaesthetise myself anymore, so you know I can ride them out. Like that feeling I've just had sitting here and coming, I've been sick all day. I felt ill all day. You know what I mean? And I went to the toilet when I first came in before the meeting started, and I went to cough. I thought I was going to throw up. You know, I've been really fucking nervous. You know what I mean? And now I'm sat down. I'm all right. You know, them feelings keep me alive, man. You know what I mean? And you know, so yeah, I embarked on some step work. You know, they give me some suggestions in that treatment centre. Get a sponsor, attend regular meetings, get some service, get a power in your life, and do the step work. And I've continued to try and do them things throughout my recovery. You know, I haven't done it perfect all the time. There's things that I'm going to fucking dig myself up and say the things that I do perfect. You know what I mean? You know, I attend regular meetings. I've never not gone to meetings, you know. I've always done service in the time I've been in a fellowship. You know, I got service in my first week and I've never been without a commitment. For me, it's massive. Service for me has taught me so much. You know what I mean? We think it's just something... I don't know. I'm sorry. I judged everybody then. I thought it was just something I was told I had to do. So I did it. But what I've learned from that is I've learned how to communicate. I've learned how to be patient, I've learned how to be tolerant, I've learned how to be compassionate, I've learned how to have empathy for people. just by doing service and being of service to the fellowship, you know what I mean? And learning stuff off of other people I do service with, you know, because I like to isolate as well. You know, I do regular meetings and stuff like that, but I don't always do fellowship. I want to go home. I want to go sit indoors and be on my own. So, you know, just because I'm here and I've got a bit of time doesn't mean by a long shot that I've got some freedom, yeah, but I'm not always free. You know what I mean? I can isolate myself in my head, in my home, you know what I mean? And, you know, it talks about change, doesn't it, in the basic text. And in order to do that, I've got to do some work. I have to look at myself. I have to do, you know, and I couldn't do this on my own because I didn't know anything about me to start with, you know what I mean? But what I knew is my life was fucked and I wanted it to change. You know what I mean? I wanted something different for myself. You know, I got to a point when the drugs weren't working for me no more. You know, I was using, still feeling feelings. You know what I mean? And that's not what it was about for me. Why, you know, got uncomfortable using drugs. You know, so I come and I did a step one, my first step one. The guy says to me, your powers over, like, you know. I says, yeah, I'll get that. And he says, your last time, I said, what are you talking about? Unmanageable. It's not unmanageable. I was in treatment at the time. He said, not unmanageable. He said, I've just listened to your shit for fucking months in this room telling me about this, that, and the other, and you don't know what unmanageable. I didn't know. I didn't know that, like, you spoke about language. So I didn't really know what, in the context of unmanageable, meant. You know, I thought it was because I'd got sacked or this, that, and the other. For me, it's around my feelings and my emotions. If I got gear going on, you know, I could be powerless over my girlfriend, right? The decisions she's making or the actions that she's carrying out or whatever it may be, and it makes me emotionally unmanageable. And with that, I start acting up in whatever way it may be, you know what I mean? And invariably, I start getting argumentative with her, you know what I mean, and stuff like that, you know? So when I did my second step one, 3 years clean through the green and gold. You know, I did the first lot through a book, verbally. Didn't write anything down, really. You know what I mean? I had a conversation with someone and I wasn't honest. I didn't know how to be honest. I was 7 months clean. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, that's not an indication for anybody to wait to do step work. I'm not telling you to wait till you're 3 years clean before you understand anything. Get on with it. Just giving you my experience. You know what I mean? And my experience was that I didn't understand it and I told him I did. You know what I mean? And anyway, I got to the second step one of 3 years clean, and that's when I really understood what I suffered with. Really understood it. You know what I mean? I thought I knew for three. You know, I went through the 12 steps in 3 months or whatever, and I was running around meetings, telling people how to stay clean, what they needed to do. This is how you do it. Fucking, you know, running around with books and all sorts of stuff, and do service, get God. Da 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 da. Da. And it was just me running around meetings. You know what I mean? You know, and then when I got to that time, and I'd got my girlfriend by that time, me and her were seeing each other, and as I said, she'd been in and out of this fellowship for years, and she could see that something wasn't right, you know what I mean? At the time, I had a sponsor, but it was just a sponsor, you know, I had a sponsor. I wasn't using a sponsor, I had one, you know what I mean? And she said, your addiction's playing out in all there, you know, I was being dishonest about money and stuff like that. I was working cash in hand, I was signing on, I was getting my rent paid by the fucking social, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't that sort of that prompted her to say that to me. It was in our relationship, I was getting angry and dishonest and da 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 da. And she said, this ain't going to work if one of us ain't working a program. And I thought, dude, you can't be talking about me. You know what I mean? That was what the ego said. Internally, I knew she was talking about me. You know what I mean? So, you know, she prompted me to get a new sponsor and use him. You know what I mean? And I did that thing where I run around meetings for a little while, looking at people, going, yeah, I like what he's got, but I don't like the way he does that. I like what he's got, but I don't like the way he does that. 6 months, I was looking, and she kept going at me like, you've got a sponsor yet? You've got a sponsor? I said, no, I ain't got a sponsor. I don't like anyone, and fucking da 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 da. And what happened was she was being sponsored by this woman, and she said, why don't you give her old man a call? He works a program and blah, blah, blah. And at the time, I was fucked. I didn't know. So I give this guy a call. She said, just give him ring him up for a chat. Da, 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 da. I said, I don't like talking to people, for starters. You know, I said, I like to isolate. I don't really like people. I just take part because I know it's, I have to. you know what I mean? And so I rung this guy up, and I didn't have a chat with him. I just said, will you sponsor me? You know what I mean? And he went, are you willing to do, like, are you willing to go to any limp sort of thing? And, yeah. He said, well, ring me for 30 days. And I thought, fuck that. I'd done that with my first sponsor, ringing for 30 days, you know what I mean? My first sponsor, the difference between this one and this one was I had 3 years up this time, and when I had my first sponsor, I was about a week clean. And I had no conversation. I didn't, you know, I said to him when I rang, I said, what do you want me to talk about? This was the first one. He went, well, I don't know, just ring me and we'll see what comes out, you know what I mean? And it didn't work for me. I didn't ring him. I stopped ringing him and all that. We got a relationship going, but when my sponsor now said, ring me at 30 days, that was the same, fuck this, I don't want to ring you for 30. But he's just asked me, will you do anything for that? I said, yeah. And he says, ring me at 30 days, and I go, bollocks. You know what I mean? But I did it. That was the difference. I wanted something, you know what I mean? What I discovered getting clean was I'm really codependent. So when my missus said, this is not going to work if one of us is not working a programme, my instant thinking was that she's going to kick me out. You know, she's going to leave me. So I don't know whether it was that prompted me to get the sponsor or getting clean and staying clean and getting some recovery, you know what I mean? But whatever it is, it works. You know, so I'm still here today. But, you know, so I got this sponsor and we did the step one, and again, will you do anything? Yeah. And I'm fucking writing, you know what I mean? I'm writing, thinking, fuck this. Don't like writing, didn't do school, you know what I mean? And then I'm writing, I think there's 60-odd questions in step one, isn't there? And I was like, fucking hell, man, you know what I mean? I'd read a couple out, and I was like, really, you want me to do all this? For me, it was so beneficial, writing that stuff down. You know, I didn't like it at the time, but when I shared it with him, it uncovered the truth. It uncovered what I suffered with. You know, my missus had, you know, I've been around, I was about a year clean, 11 months clean, and I met my missus in a meeting. As the, you know, and the thing was, don't get in a relationship for 12 months. Well, I'm 11, you know, it's coming, it's all right. So I'm chatting with her, and we get chatting and that, and what I hear from her is, I've been around 6 years. I thought, sweet. You know what I mean? What I didn't hear was she was a couple of months back off a relapse. So we got involved anyway. You know what I mean? So you go through that phase. I went through that phase of everything's really, you know, I said about the codependency, it was really lovely. You know what I mean? I'm like that, fucking bombarding with texts, and she's bombarding me with texts, and it's fucking great. I'm high as a kite. You know, she loves me. My ego's getting massaged, and everything's working for me. You know what I mean? And, she was off work. She'd done a bit of treatment. She was off work. She went back to work. I didn't even know what she did for a job. You know what I mean? We'd been together for 6 months, and I didn't even know what she did for work. But she went, I'm going back to work. I was like, okay. You know, I was working in the market at the time, down Borough Market, fishmongering or whatever, and I used to get some time off. We used to have, like, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. So I worked 3 or 4 days a week, and I had all the rest of the time. So she said, I'm going back to work. So I said, cool, what do you do? She went, I work in recruitment in the city. I was like, okay, that sounds good, you know. So she goes back to work, and all of a sudden, she becomes busy. You know what I mean? She becomes really busy, and the texts stop coming. You know, and I'm sitting indoors on my own. Curtains are closed. Jeremy Kyle's on the telly. I'm just looking at the telly. I can't see what's on it because I'm fucking in the phone. You know what I mean? And I've sent the text. I love you, babe. I'm fucking sitting there rocking. You know what I mean? Nothing comes back. Probably a couple of hours go by. I used to turn the phone off. If it hadn't come through, I'd turn the phone off in the hope that when I turned it back on again, my reality, man, I'd turn it back on again and it would go bing bing. And I'd go, yeah. So I'd turn it off, give it 5 minutes, turn it back on, nothing. You know what I mean? Still sit there, you know, 3 hours have gone by and I'm assessing what my head's telling me now. She don't fucking love you. She's run off with one of them fuckers in the city that earns fucking money, you know, drives at Aston Martin or saying, where's the fucking Hugo Boss suit or fucking whatever. I'm going to say some bad things then, but I won't, you know what I mean? And she's run off with one of them. She don't love me no more, you know what I mean? And then what had happened was, get the text, and it, I'd love you, babe. And I'm like, oh man, like, thank fuck for that. You know what I mean? So, what do I do with that? I send another text. I send another text and go through the whole process again. You know what I mean? So, my sponsor, when we did the step one, and we're looking at this gear, and and I'm crying, right? And he leaves me in the room on my own for a minute, and he says to me, he comes back, gives me a cut. He said, "What made you feel like that?" And I said, "I really just understood what." He said, "Your disease is active around your girlfriend." Mm. He said, "It's not around a substance for you. It's not. You suffer with what I suffer with. You know what I mean? You suffer with obsession and compulsion of the mind. You know, an obsession of that overrides all others. My day that day should have been sending a message telling her you love her. Get up, do what you got to do, go and see your pals, maybe go shopping, whatever. And I'm stuck indoors. I might as well have had a pipe." You know what I mean? When I send the first text, that's the first one. You know, I hit the fucking ground again. I have another one when that text comes. I just keep doing it all day. You know what I mean? You know, and yeah, so I suffer with that personally, you know, and I continue to do step work, you know, step two, insanity, you know, insane, how the fuck am I insane, what are you talking about? And he went to me, step one, you know what I mean, you're insane, you know, you need help with your thinking, you know, and then step three, turn your will and life over to the care of God as you understand him. And I really stuck with that. It took me a long time to get any sort of understanding about what my will and my life was. But the difference with, again, the little bit of time I had in the beginning and this time at 3 years was I could ask him what it meant. Before, the first sponsor went to me, "Do you know what I'm talking about?" I said, "Yeah, of course I fucking do." You know what I mean? Of course I do. You know, and he just took... I do it, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I do it with sponsor. If a sponsor tells me he understands and I say, "Are you sure?" and he says, "Yeah," I don't call him a fucking liar, I believe him. You know what I mean? So he believed me. When I said I understand, he went, "Okay, let's do step four." You know, but with this step three, I said to him, "I don't know what it means. I don't know what my will and my life is." And it, we sat for a couple of hours talking about it. And he interpreted it for me as my thoughts and my actions. My will and my life, my thoughts and my actions. You know what I mean? So he said, "If you've got to give, you turn your thoughts and your actions over to the care of God." He said, "You turn your thoughts over and do something nice for somebody or whatever." You know what I mean? And that's worked for me. You know, I don't know about anyone else, but... I don't have a religious God or anything. I have a God of my understanding. And thanks, Daniel, that's good for me. That works for me, you know what I mean? And there was me thinking I couldn't talk for 40 minutes. You know, let's get to the core for me, really. You know, it talks about change in the book. You know what I mean? It talks about change, personality change. How can I change if I don't know what it is I've got to change? You know what I mean? I thought I was all right. You know, all them years I was using and abusing women in my life and stuff like that, and arrested numerous times for crimes I shouldn't be doing, you know what I mean? And I thought I was all right. It was always someone else's fault, you know. And they talk about change. I thought, change what? I like, you know, at the time, deluded and insane. I liked everything about, you know. But it was the internal right to change, you know. And it took about 4 and 5. You know, you do 4 and 5, you get your defects and share it. And what I saw was patterns in my stuff, and that's where I learned that I was a fearful little boy, that every time I did something, it was because I didn't want to be on my own. You know what I mean? I had fear of being on my own, that sitting in my flat on my own that day, texting my missus because I couldn't sit up by myself. You know what I mean? I just wanted affirmation from someone to tell me I was all right. You know, 6 and 7, for me, was the most painful bit of work I did. You know what I mean? That, for me, is where the change came, you know, because I had to look at the defects in my life. And, you know, talk about defects at 3 weeks, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, defects? You know, when you've been clean for a little while, you've been hurting people in recovery clean with defects, you know what they mean. You know, I had a problem last year around a defect, me and my missus, and it caused her pain, it caused someone else pain, and, you know, and I'm living with that still today, trying to repair the damage that I did in that moment of acting out of a defect, you know. So I now understand what that defect means. I understand what it does to people. You know, the pain I put all them people in my life through, acting out on them defects all my life, when I ripped them down, that's when I said, I don't want to be that person anymore. That's when I sort of had a change in thinking, you know what I mean? And what I'm saying is, I ain't fucking perfect today, but I understand how my behaviour affects other people, and I don't want to do that no more. But I still can do it. I still do it in recovery. I'm not perfect. I'm a work in progress. When I started, I said, I've just scratched the surface. I've got so much work to do. You know what I mean? When I was talking about defects, I've got a list of 30 odd fucking defects. I've just spoke about one that I know hurts people. I haven't, you know, I've got lots of work to do. You know, but I continue to to try and be a better person today. You know what I mean? This is, you know, talk about being a productive member of society. You know what I mean? I see my children today as much as I can. I go to work today. I pay the tax man reluctantly, but I pay him. You know what I mean? I fucking hate going to work, but I do it. You know what I mean? I still got that thing in my head that I want to be rich and I want to fall over that suitcase. You know what I mean? But it ain't going to happen. I have to go to work. The reality is I have to go to work and I have to pay my way and all that stuff, and I'll do it today. Narcotics Anonymous gave me that, because on my own I ain't going to do that. I won't do that. You know what I mean? It took me, I said, 3 or 4 years in recovery before I went to work and started paying my way and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm pretty sure I didn't even need the book. You know what I mean? I was going to bring the book for safety in case I forgot or wanted to share something. You know what I mean? But, you know, I came here with one problem. I stopped that problem and I've got fucking hundreds more. You know what I mean? But a day at a time, when I said a day at a time in treatment, I thought, what the fuck are they talking about, a day at a time? I live everything a day at a time now. You know, I can plan a holiday and I can do that sort of stuff. I can think, oh, I'd like to go here next year. But I live my life a day at a time. In my relationship, it's a day at a time. Because it's been really horrible this last year with me and my missus. I'm not going to lie, she's in the fellowship. Please don't run up to her and tell her, Max, it's been really horrible. You know what I mean? But we've had a tough year this year. But we're still trying to chip away at it a day at a time. You know what I mean? Because if I, you know, what I want to do is go, fuck this, it ain't working, and run away and find another woman. You know what I mean? But the reality is, she's probably the best thing that's happened to me in my life. You know what I mean? She's looked after me. She's supported me. She's encouraged me to become a better person. You know, she encouraged, I didn't want to sign off the dole. She encouraged me to do that. You know what I mean? It might have been codependency again, but she encouraged me that it was the right thing to do. You know what I mean? To come off the dole. You know, this stuff's given me fucking so much. You know, I've got some shiny stuff. Yeah, it's nice. But what, you know, what I, the main thing for me, what I aspire to be, is a loving dad, a good man, a good partner, a hard worker, a good son, all that stuff. You know, I burgled my mum the last time I was in her house. You know what I mean? I've got keys today. She can give me a set of keys and not worry about me going in her house. You know, when I was sat in that cellar, I asked her for a fiver for a put on my Oyster card. I didn't want to go anywhere. I wanted fucking a couple of cans of Stella. You know what I mean? She told me she didn't have it, so I burgled her. Ain't me today. You know what I mean? I don't have to, you know, I try my best to be a good person today. I got that from Narcotics Anonymous, you know what I mean? And working a 12, or trying to the best of my ability to work a 12-step program. You know, anyone that's new, take part in this fellowship. Don't just come and sit here, you know what I mean? Take part in it. Let it, you know, someone said earlier that people was here for her when she came. Same for me, same for Charlie, same for everybody else. There's always been someone here doing what we do. Give back to the fellowship, you know what I mean? And keep it going for other people. I'll leave it there, thanks.